The Brookings City Council approves the city's 8th tax increment financing district for a new development in Timberline Addition. A TIF district reimburses some of a developer's investment through future new tax revenue on the property. City Manager Paul Brasino.
TIF can assist in reducing housing costs by paying for roads, sewer, water, storm sewer, and other infrastructure. The TIF district is within an 80-acre area in the Timberline Addition. The developer will utilize TIF to reduce the cost of development and create roughly 42 affordable lots, workforce residential lots.
Residents of the area is concerned about potential increased drainage from this new development. According to Community Development Director Mike Strzok, Brookings Municipal Utilities says they have the capacity.
There is capacity within the overall system. So they've built it for growth in mind, and then they also have on their future project improvements, just upsizing of the overall system to help with additional growth in the future.
He says there likely won't be any homes built until next summer. Councilmember Patty Bacon says it's her understanding that homes will be built rather slowly.
The folks that are going to be building in this development will only be building about 5 houses a year, so they'll be added on very slowly. Between ICAP and then even if Habitat jumps in there, we'd probably be looking at a maximum of 8 houses a year, I think.
Council also approved the project plan and the agreement with the developer, PEM Affordable Housing.